Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today from Alpine 4 Holdings, CEO Kent Wilson. Alongside him is Daniel Pepper, CEO of Vayu, subsidiary of Alpine 4. I understand you're in your facility in Michigan, so it's great to see you both there. Kent, I'm going to kick it off with you. Alpine 4 acquired Vayu in Q1 of this year, adding to Alpine's aerospace holdings. What can you tell us about what the group has managed to achieve since then?
You know, it's been a great pleasure to bring Vayu into the Alpine 4 family. In fact, we're sitting here in their new facility in Ann Arbor, which is in the same complex as their old facility, but greatly enhanced. They moved into about a little over 10,000 square feet of additional space, and it's going pretty well. We're queuing up production. As you can kind of see behind us, we actually have the G1. This one is actually going to market in Q3. Early Q3 to a customer that's doing some geological surveys. And behind it, there's an older X5 model that's come back in for service and some other things that we're doing to it. So we're excited. They're making some great strides and we're looking forward to everything that's coming up in Q3 and Q4.
Yeah, Daniel, can you talk more about that? What can we anticipate? Some milestones ahead for Vayu?
Let me just jump off on what Ken said. We're really excited that we have design engineering, systems integration, fabrication, flight testing, manufacturing, all under one roof. This is a huge deal for us. It's a huge step forward. We're really, really, really excited, really grateful for where we are today. Later on this year, we're going to be doing flights around different countries in North and South America. We've got operations starting in Sub-Saharan Africa, and we're looking at some other opportunities in the South Pacific and Australia region.
Vayu had applied for the world record for distance by flight through your G1 drone. Is that still in the works?
Very much so. Yeah, that's still in the planning. We think about kind of records and awards and medals and all sorts of things that, come along over time. But I don't think that is nearly as important as delivering value to customers. And that's really our number one focus.
And I'll add a little bit to that. When we made the announcement for doing the world record, that was in conjunction with demonstrating the G1 platform to a customer. So it was a nice add-on. The flight testing that we were going to do would achieve that world record. We thought it'd be fun for our shareholders to really get a chance to see that. However, due to some challenges with that region of Africa and some of the governmental issues involved there, it's taking longer. And we didn't really want to come out and just announce that we're not going to do it because of some geopolitical issues and trying to protect that customer. So the reality is we're gonna take it into a different direction, and we've identified a few different locations that we're gonna do it here, hopefully in the coming months. Takes a lot of bureaucratic approval process, but a couple countries that we're looking at are the Bahamas, a lot closer to the United States, and even Canada as a possible selection point. And we're hoping to announce when we'll do that here shortly.
Looking forward to it. Such an ambitious goal there. So I'm excited to follow that part of the story. So in terms of demand for your G1 drone, what kind of demand are you anticipating here?
I think you have to understand that this is really a platform that works across multiple industries, really multiple sectors. And so, Kent mentioned already kind of geophysical exploration work. That's a committed customer that we're delivering this aircraft to in the near future. You have medical cargo delivery, non-medical cargo delivery, and other kinds of data collection, inspection, reconnaissance work that this platform can really serve. So there are a multiplicity of different use cases across different markets and different regions. We're excited to serve all of those from this facility.
And I would add a little bit to that. When we looked at the G1 platform initially, it has two variants of it. It has the G1 light and the G1 heavy. The ultimate goal for us at Alpine 4 and our Alpine 4 Aerospace in the next 5 to 10 years is really become the dominant leader in cargo freight delivery. And the platform of VTOL serves a very specific need and very desirable geographic or customer-centric basis for us. So we really feel that it's going to add that, the short haul to medium haul flight things that need to happen, hopefully here in the United States soon as well, beyond visual sight, as quickly as possible. But it serves a great functionality point within our business plan coming forward. So we're excited about what the G1 and even G2 can do for us in the future.
And Ken, you had said that you would anticipate sales to begin in Q3. Are you still on track for that?
Yeah, the one behind us is going to market hopefully in July. And there is a pending order behind that for quite a few more product the G1. And we're in negotiations with a lot of different entities about, you know, deploying more G1. And the reason we moved into this facility versus the old one is because we need greater production. So.
Well, congrats on these advancements so far and looking forward to chatting again soon. Kent, Daniel, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christine. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.